The combination of a shorter than normal week, a longer than normal plane ride, and a third consecutive loss created a greater sense of urgency for the Jaguars this week in the locker room and on the practice field. Hi, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. I'm Brian Sexton. The storyline for this week's game in London is well-defined, and it usually is when the quarterback's involved. Blake Bortles isn't playing well. Now, whether that's mechanics, the lack of a running game, or an offensive line that changes week to week, who knows? What we do know is he is working on it, and he's not worried about it.
It's been such stupid things that have gone wrong that are easily correctable. So that's why, I can't wait to get another opportunity to go play. I can't wait to go get an opportunity, to, like I said, go reach our expectations and play the kind of football we know we can play as an offense and score the points and move the ball that we know we can.
You just got to keep going. Everybody's going to have times in their career or in their lives where the things aren't exactly going the way you want them to. You just keep plugging along. You keep on giving everything you have. And, you know, when you're a good player and you have a competitive spirit, things are going to continue to get better.
On the other side of the ball, Andrew Luck to T.Y. Hilton is once again an explosive combination. The Jags haven't beaten Luck since the first time they saw him his rookie season, and they understand what they're going to see on Sunday.
Looks like Flash Gordon out there when he's running down the field, him and 15. So it's a situation those guys are fast, and they can get behind you quick. And obviously Luck can give him the ball. So, we got to be on point.
Just got to stay on my toes. Have to make sure I have tight coverage at the point of attack, at the beginning of the play. He's a good quarterback, just like his receivers are good. They work good together. So it'll be a good game.
A few notes from the day that was around Everbank Field. Both Kelvin Beachum and Brandon Linder practiced today, which gives the Jaguars a chance to have their offensive line together for Sunday's game. That would obviously also be a boost for the running attack. Prince Amukamara would also represent a gain for the Jags. He practiced on Wednesday after missing the last two games with a hamstring injury suffered on opening day. And finally, four starters did not practice. Tight end Julius Thomas with an elbow. Linebacker Dan Scuda missed with a hip. Defensive end Jared Odrick with the triceps. And defensive end Dante Fowler sat out Wednesday with a shoulder. That'll do it for this edition of Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. We'll have a special ITJ for you on Friday from London as the Jags put the finishing touches on their preparation for the Colts on Sunday at Wembley Stadium. We'll talk to you from London.